If anybody knows anything about ministry to young people, and specifically trying to get them involved in church, it's not easy. In a world that has many distractions, engaging our young people, especially our high school students, is a very challenging task in our church. Yet how blessed are we, the young ladies and young men, who go to some of the finest schools in this area, have no problem bringing up the Word of God with song and dance and praise to our God. What started out one time as a ministry for our young girls has developed to a beautiful expression of reverence and praise to our good and gracious God. As pastor of this church, we bring the Word in that way you just saw. There's something powerful about that. I'm so blessed to have our young people be in ministry that way. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Somebody said the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Liturgists would say that Easter is to the year what Sunday should be to the week. One glad morning when they thought it was over. Early in the morning, Jesus got up and rose from the dead. And because of that, it has consecrated Sunday as sacred time, the Dies Domini, the day of the Lord, to give praise and thanks to our good and gracious God. I don't know about you. I need to be in church on Sunday morning. I'm not sure about where you are, but as for me and my house, whether I'm here or there, I gotta give my God some praise because He's been so good, so good, so good to me. I'm not sure about you, but God's been good to me. So good. But today, you see, this is St. Martin the Porus Catholic Church.
Yes.
And we do things a little bit differently. I like being different.
Amen. Amen.
And see, we consecrate one of the Sundays of Black History Month. The rest of y'all celebrate it for a month. We celebrate it all year long. Because we celebrate the God who made us just as we are.
Thank you, Father.
We join the rest of y'all celebrating Black History Month in February. And we carve out one day as Elder Sunday. We invite those who are 70 years old or older. The Word says our lifespan is 70. 80 for those who are strong. Anybody 70 plus?
Amen. Amen.
Anybody 80 plus? Anybody 90 plus? It's all right. It's all right. Looking good. Looking good. Looking good. Show them some love. Show them some love. Okay. Show them some love. All right. All right. Show them some love. All right. 90 plus.
Amen.
And because The pastor of this church is a little strange sometimes, or maybe just a little different. The color today is Christian red. I got the best I could do with my green vestments, but because if we don't celebrate life, we don't celebrate our blessings, if we don't give folks their flowers now, that's what we do. And to our young people especially, to remind ourselves we need grandmom time and grandpop time. There's something about being a grandmom. Great grandmom. Great great grandmom. Or grandpop. My grandparents both passed a long time ago. Both sets. But I've been blessed as pastor to have many grandparents. Amen. Parents. You see, on the other side in the motherland, you always went to the elder for wisdom. When they were having difficulty, you sat down with the elders to talk it out. When you had something wrong with you, wrap you up in that Vicks vapor rub. Give you some Father John's cough syrup. I don't know what mom had in that little jar, but it made me feel better. But see, there was a wisdom. You don't throw the elders away. In our culture, it's so based upon utility and usefulness and youth. We fail to see the blessings of age. So today, we're so blessed to have you in our midst. We don't know about the future, do we? For last year, Mr. Herb was here. Last year, Ms. Zita Waters was here. Last year, Ms. Rosemary Spencer was here. Last year, Ms. Nita Trent was here. You don't know. And don't be falling out at the viewing. If you ain't seen Grandmom in years, folks love to cut up at the viewing. And the service, and scream and yell with all kinds of flowers. Say thank you today. Say I love you today. Yes. Say you mean something to me today. Yes. And reverence that blessing today. Yes. I'm gonna preach for a little bit about living my best life. Okay. Living my best life. Now, you might think I've lost my mind. No. I'm not talking about that nasty song by Little Duval, Ball Greasy, and Snoop Dogg. You got no time for that mess. Nasty. Nasty words. But I'm not going to let those brothers hijack a word like living my best life. You see, I'm going to take that. I'm going to baptize it.
Amen.
And say, I'm living my best Christian life.
Amen.
My best Christian life. Amen. Ain't got time for all that other. I'm living my best Christian life.
Amen. All right.
And it's impossible for me to live my best Christian life unless I have relationship with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you can get your money. All kinds of stuff of this world. If you don't have Jesus, if you don't have Christ in your life, not just to know about him from knowing from school or catechism lesson, but do you know Jesus an encounter with somebody who loves you to death. Living my best life means, as we heard today in the prophet Jeremiah, that powerful word, thus says the Lord, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. That one is like a tree planted by the water that stretches out its roots to the streams. You see, that person has a connection, a relationship with God. That's why they're called blessed. Trusting in the Lord. Fears not when the heat comes. It will come. But you got a connection. When the storms come, you got a connection. When the winds come, you got a connection. You see, if you don't have a connection, and you wonder why your house is falling down, you don't got your rock in Jesus Christ. Blessed is that one, the leaves stay green. Blessed is that one that when the year of drought comes, it shows no distress and still bears fruit. That's what we see here today. People who've trusted in the Lord, who've been through some stuff. We think it's so bad now, don't we? We've been there before. You've seen it. You've experienced in your own life, especially being black in America. You know what I'm talking about, elders. You've been there. But how did you get so strong? How did you get so loving? How do you keep on keeping on? You got a connection with God.
Amen.
You got a source of support and strength, yes, in family and relationship, but most especially in God. You cannot live your best Christian life unless you have a connection with God.
Yes, yes,
that's right. That's in church and out of church. Just because you go to church does not mean you're connected to God. That should be a result of it. But everybody in church and in church. You truly are coming to celebrate a relationship and connection to God. Church is so much more than something to do between 10 and 12. It's a chance to give praise and thanks to God who's good. That's why we sing every praise belongs to our God, because it does. It does. And trust is so hard to gain and so easy to lose. So hard to gain. No one marries somebody you don't trust. That's part of dating and relationships and courtship, to get to know the person. Can I trust you? But one night, it all ends. One text, one email. Well, babe, you know that trust has been broken. Easy to lose, so hard to gain. No bishop ordains a seminarian or a deacon candidate he doesn't trust. I've watched you in seminary, in formation, and you seem to be trustworthy. But one night, one relationship, one encounter, the trust can be broken. Yesterday, I was in my other ministry of being a chaplain.
Amen.
To a university.
Amen.
A retreat was on my calendar months ago. I had to go down the shore. And I'm driving down to Long Beach Island to this retreat house. And the whole time on KYW, I'm hearing about the story of the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Theodore McCarrick. I couldn't get around my head the fact that sex and confessional. And we wonder why people don't believe in the sacraments. We wonder why people struggle with their faith. We wonder how people can keep coming Sunday after Sunday when the world continues to say, why are you still Catholic? Y'all with me? And you see, my first thing I had to do yesterday was hear confessions. To college students. And wonder, is anybody going to go today? And the whole time, I was busy. Bell to bell. Young men, young ladies, black and white, Catholic and non-Catholic, wanted to talk to the priest, me. Trust is hard to gain and easy to lose. But I kept reminding those students, as I remind you today, I know a priest who's always holy. I know a pastor, he's my senior pastor, who always does right. I know a shepherd who always leads and guides along the way. And you see, I put my trust in the Lord. And that's what we call ourselves to do day by day, to trust in God so we can live our best life. The life that God wants us to have. That good life, that blessed life, to be the saints that God has called all of us to be. Thank you, elders, for continuing to trust in the Lord. In the midst of hard times and difficulties, you have that connection to God because we hear today in our gospel, Luke tells us Jesus came down on a level plane. Not up there from a distance. He comes and speaks eye to eye, heart to heart about relationship. It's the only way we stay strong. It's connected. First and foremost to our good and gracious God, in connection, in relationship. No matter what happens in our world, the world will always twist things around. Always have a story out there. But if you trust in God, there's nothing, nothing to keep you away from what God has, that best life. That best life that God has in store for you and for me, each and every day. No priest, no black priest in this country has ever had it as bad as Father Augustus Tolton. No one has. I have it, nobody else has. But how did he get so strong? When the world did not value him as a man, he trusted, y'all ain't with me this morning, he trusted in the Lord. How did Thea Bowman keep on preaching and teaching and speaking God's word when her most famous talks, keynotes, was to our U.S. bishops? But she did that in a wheelchair because she was in pain from cancer. But she knew somebody was calling her name.
Amen.
She knew He's an on-time God.
Yes.
She knew that a change would come over her one day.
Hallelujah.
A wonderful change would come over her one day. And she continued with cancer and pain. There's some folks in pain this morning. But you keep on walking, don't you? Might be a little slow. Might need some help. But you're here. You're here. And I thank God. I've seen people living their best Christian life. Ain't going back to what it was before. Living your best life. And that's why the church canonized and lists saints. Not because God needs them, but we do.
Amen.
To remind us, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare say it's too hard. Don't you dare say, I can't. The elders already buried the word, I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because a path has been laid before. Don't you dare say it's too hard. Oh, I know some people who've been through a lot.
Amen.
But they keep on keeping on. And one day, this Catholic Church in America will recognize and list a person who's black and brown on their list of saints. One day, a change is going to come. But until then, we keep on trusting in the Lord until I die. Because I'm living my best life. Amen.